Started 8 to 208 by Motti Bozen.
We started discussing last week and end of the day a little bit about Kavona, preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, the Yom Tov, where there's a lot of tefillah. There's different types of mitzvahs that people try and chop around in Elul. But when we're anyway davening, something we're anyway doing, davening, brachas, kaddish, kedusha, krishma, benching, when a person says it with a kavona, it takes on a different meaning. And because we're so rogling it, 100 brachas a day, 3 tefillahs a day, we're so used to it.
Can you find that with you've missed that word for decades that you didn't even realise?
Yes. Sometimes people, you pick up a siddur after a long time and suddenly you realise, hey, there's a new word here. Because you're so used to saying it for so long, suddenly that word changes, or you go through Krishna even sometimes. And there's a little slight difference in letter and different in vowels. So Elul maybe is a little bit of a time for what we're anyway doing before we start taking on extra kabbalas, extra chumras. What we're doing anyway, let's cash in, and we know tefillah is the way to connect to Hashem. It's the number one of every Jew is davening. So we're anyway davening, let's try and get it right and do it, whatever it is, whether it's brachas or benching or davening. See, by a kiddush sometimes, you know, there's a lot going on. You sometimes feel a bit bad for the brachas, the mezonos, the alamichya. It sometimes goes very fast, and if a person davens it so fast, it's not so difficult to have proper kavana. So we spoke in the night about having kavana in everything we do. I want to discuss another part of davening, which also I feel is something that people were so wrongly, it's something that happens so often, but we don't always pay attention to it. And that's Kaddish, you hear Kaddish round and round. And our mind is a way, it's just thinking about other things. And you even go to Rosh Hashanah, they're singing away, the Kaddish, singing, everyone's singing and swaying. But do we pay attention to what we're saying? The Mishpura says, if you don't have Kavanah to the Bracha, it's also something to see our main. He's saying on main, round way, main rabba, baruchu, whatever version you have. But his kaddish thing was so used to, we hear it so many times a day, that it's just, okay, kaddish. And while it's kaddish, that's when you get yourself organized, you open your siddur, you make sure you're comfortable, and then Rom, oh, Vim Romain, oh, kaddish from Ezra now. But Chazal tells us kaddish is one of the most important spells we have. In fact, Mishmaros says, if you come to a shul, it can happen somewhere like here, and there's 1 minute saying,
Rosh Shiva, you say this on a regular basis.
Oh,
this
there you go.
Regularly used to say this.
The man Josh Shiva used to say this the whole time.
Why are you going
to
play now?
The what? Go on.
If you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, you've got to answer Kaddish, not Kedusha.
Kedusha, everything.
Nobody would even talk in Kedusha. So obviously you mustn't talk in Kaddish.
It's amazing. I found it's like true. In Kedusha, no one's up. You have Baruch Hu, you have Kedusha. All different parts of damage have so much Kedusha to it. But Kaddish wins over all this. And you come to Shul, they're saying Kedusha, they're saying Kaddish. I feel like together, Kaddish. No. Kaddish wins over Kedusha. Kaddish wins over Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch says you should run to your Kaddish. When you come to a Shul and they're about to say Kaddish, I think you're supposed to get married. Because married, there's a Kaddish right at the beginning. Mincha, maximum halfway through Ashrei, you'll come in time. But by Marav, if the Nusach Sfat, they start, Shermanis and then Kaddish, you should run to hear Kaddish, because there's so much Kedusha in Kaddish, and so much holiness in it. And when you do run to hear Kaddish, you should pay attention to it, and have Kavanah of what Kaddish means, and what the words are saying. Any part of davening, you know, someone said to me that davening finds it very hard, I was thinking it's the strangest thing. Shofar, what's Shofar? I don't know. You hear Shofar. How's that relate to Hashem? It's very difficult. Shaking Lulav, how's that relate? Davening is the easiest thing we have. Because that's when you talk to Hashem, the Gadlus of Hashem, Kaddish, you hear about the Rebbein Shalom, you hear about the one of them to be great, you hear about Mashiach. That would be the easiest job of a Jew, even more than Torah. Because davening and talking to Hashem, that's the easiest. It's so much easier. Tefillin, you put it on, you do relate to Tefillin, you don't relate to Tefillin, you do feel, you don't feel. Davening, always a person would feel they daven to Hashem, and that closest should always be there. And davening really, like we said, is the most important thing. Rebbein Shalom points out that Leah, Yaakov had 4 wives. 2 main ones were Rachel and Leah. Rachel was Rudy's main wife. He came to marry Rachel. Leah had so much more than Rachel. She lived longer than Rachel, right? When Rachel died on the way, and they've got the cave of Rachel. Leah lived longer. Leah was buried Maris Machpelah. Leah had much more kids than Yaakov. Leah also had the main children. Yehud was the king. Levi was the Kohenim. Shimon was the Lamed Tzinoikas. All the gadlus were seen to be by Leah. And he says, because Leah davened more than Rachel. How do we know? The Pasuk says she had red eyes from crying and davening. She davened so much. And even though it was much more, she had much more difficulty, because she thought she was going to end up marrying Esav. V'yar ki sunua Leah. She said, look, Leah's not happy. It's feeling a lot on you, and the person's feeling down and upset, and they daven this person with so much more. And that's why Leah was zeicha to so much. Sometimes things are hard, difficult, with davening. We're cashing in. Someone has a great life. His tefillah, how much can he be begging Hashem? Everything's good. But if a person has a problem, he's like Leah has a problem. She thought she was going to marry herself. She cashed in on so much. And that's why ultimately she was zeicha to so much. And that's what davening is. We're connecting to Hashem. For our sake, Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem, if Hashem needs it, we'll get a robot. You press the, now it's very easy with AI, and the robot will daven. Baruch Ato Hashem. Hashem will say, wow, thank you. Hashem doesn't need, it's us, we need to daven. It's not as though Hashem needs it to fill up. We need to change ourselves by davening and talking to Hashem. So we hear Kaddish, Amen, and Mishraba, and we don't think of what we're saying. Then what's the point? The whole thing is to change ourselves through tefillah, through saying Amen, so a Kaddish with Kavanah properly. So, Kaddish, the Gemara of Brachas, we know, Daf Gimel, I think everyone gets to Daf Gimel somewhere through their life. Everyone opens up a Gemara of Brachas at one point. And the famous Gemara, Rabbi Yosef is davening in the Churba. And the Gemara says, you shouldn't go to the Churba, there'll be different reasons. And he met Eliyahu HaNavi. I said to Eliyahu HaNavi, what's the Rebbe Yishim doing here? And Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, B'shar she saw in the Chnosim al-Bati, can you see us about to be drashes? When the Yidin go into Shul, Ba'oin in the Heishmei Rabba, Godel HaMavayruch, they say, Amen Yishrabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaneh Roish, Hashem Shikta said, Vayimeh, Ashra HaMelech, Shemekalsam Oysav Yisakach. Praise with thee, Amai Hashem, that my children, look what they say about me. Malu Lav Shehiglis Bonov. But woe to me, Hashem says that I was Megalim, I sent him to Golos. And woe to the children that had to go into Golas. Every time you say Amin Yishmabo, Hashem says, oi, we're in Golas. This is what we want, right? We come for Mashiach so many times a day. Every time Amin Yishmabo. But Amin Yishmabo, which we say, Yehishmei Rabba and God, the Rebbe's name should be great and should be known in the world. That's in Kavana. Then we'll achieve so much. And just say Amin Yishmabo. You know, I watched this guy davening every time he came to Kaddish. He has a little kid there, which anyway, Mishmaros, they shouldn't bring kids to shul till the age where they could daven, which is probably about most Gedolim. You look at, find out history, they didn't bring children to shul till they're 10, 11, even 12 sometimes, because children in shul doesn't make them daven more, it just makes them disturb everyone else. And this person, every time Amish Rabbah was poking his kid, oh man, hey, I said to myself, you're not having Gavala at all. You're so busy with this project of Yochinach that your daven goes in the bin, he's not a Baruch Chinuch, he didn't need to say Amish Rabbah. The whole thing is dysfunctional. Don't tell anyone else, Amen. They say kids do what you do, not what you tell them. So just say Amen, Rabbi, come on, every time. Nu Amen, Nu Amen. And his Amen, and where his mind was, but it wasn't with the davening. You got to know what you're saying, Amen, to every bracha, for sure. Catch as well, to follow through, and what you're saying. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yosi made Eliyahu HaNavi, and he told him the Rabbi Yosi, that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, that Kaddish was made by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah after the Churban. Where's it originate from? It originates from after the Churban, because so much of it is talking about when Mashiach comes, when there was a base of Mikdash, everyone knew about Hashem. Even at the end, when it deteriorated, there was still a Kiddush Hashem about the people in the Rebbe Hashem around the world. But now not, so when we had the Churban, they made Kaddish, and we pray that the Mikdash should come back. The Gemara in Shabbos, Omer Rabbi Shobin Levi, Kol Oina Amen Yishrava, Mavarach Kol Koi Koi, Koyin Lai Gzadino. We want to have a good Gzadin, we want to have a good year, the Rebbe Yishim turns up. Rebbe Chiyah Ba'aba, Om Rebbe Yechon, I feel like she's Shemesh Lavid Zara. The person even has a Vid Zara, which I think it means any, Avid Zara is the end of the line. If you got Vid Zara, then that's like the worst. Meuchin Lai, Om Rebbe Yishlokish, Kola Oina, Amen, Kol Koyche, Poiz Gishar Gan Eden. It gets better and better. There's so much that happens when a person says it properly. The Rebbe Yishim points out as well, Kol Koyche doesn't mean to scream as some people do is machlokes rishonim. But the way most rishonim go, the way the Shulchan Aruch is, and Mishpura brings this down, the Chayyot also points this out. It means b'kol kavanosa. It doesn't mean to scream and yell. It means to really put your energy with every part of your heart, body, and soul into your main yishmei rabba. That's kol koyche mechner chalavay noisav. It's a school that it brings Mashiach. It helps him get into Gan Eden. There's so much riding on our main yishmei rabba b'kol koyche. Mishmur brings as well. Mishmur says, "Kol shi shetzarch lizor ma'oid ma'oid shelasiach ba'emse kach kedusha." When they say kach kedusha, he points that before from Rosh Hashiva. During kedusha, no one starts shruzim. The guys sing b'mkoyimcha. In this chazan, they go on half an hour with b'mkoyimcha. You'll see people say, "Well, nu ah." You won't find someone just shruzing away. Kaddish, which you do, is greater than Kedusha. People that end up talking during Kedusha, it's a strange thing. Why are you? And then you get the worst, the people that learn during Kaddish. It's so funny. The Rosh tells you, I want Kaddish without any davening, learning, talking, nothing. Just answer Kaddish. So you start learning. Why are you learning? Why davening? For Hashem? He tells you what? Here's this guy brings a chocolate cake for his wife. Happy birthday. A big chocolate. I'm allergic to chocolate. She goes, I know. I'm going to eat the whole thing. You do a present on your terms. That's not a present. He comes to Hashem, I'm going to do Kaddish. But on my terms, I'm going to shmooze, I'm going to learn, I'm going to daven. There's no point in that. The whole idea is to give over to you, to Rebbe Shalom, the way he wants it. And we know, Shulchan Aruch brings down, that during Kaddish, Kedusha, all parts of davening, the person shouldn't be shmoozing. They say, you know, because the shuls, they say, the Rav asked that no one should talk to Baruch Sh'omah and Shul Ezra. The Rav asked. I mean, this is the Rebbe Shalom asked. They say the joke, if not talking in davening was Zibros, then everyone would be, sorry, if it would be a scholar, everyone would be much more back with it. Because it's, you know, Lois Sigzal was a scholar, everyone, I can't steal, it's a scholar. Paradosa, Shidduchet. Because it's only in Havira, it's not davening, also Dabsha Spiller, like Shalom Aleichem, but this is part of, this is basics. And we want so much from Hashem, that you come to davening and there's always one big shmooze. But Kaddish in particular, where we know there's so much rides on it, Moichel of Kolach V'Yneisav, for sure we should have Kavona and not shmooze during Kaddish. Just a little bit of understanding. So Yizkadol V'Yizkadish is easy. We wanted the Rosh name to be great. But Olmo Divroch, Yerusei, the Rosh created the world. Yerusei, as he wanted, he's the boss. There's no overriding him. People try with all sorts of things. When it comes to big things like death and the weather and things like that, you realize there's no changing these things. It's the Rebbe Shalom. V'Yamlich Malchusei, then they ask for Kore, there's a say, they say this Chosid came to a Yek Shashul. They ask for Kore, and the Yek said, no, Chassid Shalom, we don't talk like that here. Matzim, you ask him for Mashiach. They ask for Kore, Mashiach. The Ma'at says, Machloed, we show him, if you say it, that's why, when the Kashan says, not too much, yeah. There's another Machloed, we show him, even if you say it, do you see our maid? Some of them say it's part of the Nusach. He asks for Kore, Mashiach, if you don't see our maid, and it carries on. That's why you will see some people, they would, some people say it, but you'll see some people don't say amen. It's not because they're out lahachas, you know, we want to show you nusach is wrong, maybe it is, I don't know. But also, their point is that there's some Hashem hold, you don't say amen. They were sitting in the Gedolim Taka, and they used to be Machbid, they didn't say amen. But those that do say it, normally do say amen to it. That's, you can say that at that point. We want to know in our life, our God of Bankorah, it should be now, speedily nowadays. We want Mashiach, we want the branch of the name to be great, powerful, and known throughout the world. So many different nuschois of greatness and godless, different aspects of greatness, the branch of the name should be great and powerful and known and understood. Look at the Eden today. What the world think of us, whether it is true, it isn't true, what they think of us. We want the Rebbeinu Shem's name to be known, to be great, to be powerful throughout. Le'ilim in Kolber, Chosav, Yishirasa. The Rebbeinu Shem's name is greater than anything. And like we said, you hear this so often during davening throughout the day, that you just sort of become immune to it. Then say, oh, okay, it's Kaddish. Right? It's Kaddish, I could start thinking. But really, we should be concentrating on the words. I was actually watching a Yid. I was in London once a year, but it was in Shula. And every time he catch quickly put his finger on the place and he followed through every word. I was wearing his bowl. He tackled one to tell me what he knew. Everybody davening. There's a certain year here in Khan. Probably people know he's sitting in MH. And when he says Brach Hashach in the morning, every Brach he first says in English. He says, thank you Hashem for not making me a goy. Baruch Hashem, Shreya Sani goy. Why? Because we just, like everything, it just goes fast. If you say in English first, he knows what he's saying. He said, when you pray, don't forget to talk to Hashem as well. So he wants to know what every bracha means. So Kaddish as well, we follow through and concentrate, we can get so much more out of it. Mishmor brings down as well all the scary stories of people that have spoken Kaddish. The person came to his friend in a dream, his face was green. So he spoke during Vayechulu, during Morgan Ovis, during Kaddish. Vayechulu, the chazan singing Vayechulu. But really these parts of davening as well, we should have our respect for the davening. See, there was a story, someone came with his Talmud had a mark on his face. He said, again, I spoke during Kaddish. So, in Shemayim, this is what happened. I got a sort of a mark on my face in the next world. Mishra brings down, I shouldn't even think and learning. People sometimes say, you know, they're talking, they're not talking. I'm learning. I'm not even learning. I'm thinking and learning. Even that, your mind should be fully preoccupied with the Kaddish.
Very often, at the last Kaddish on Shacharis, they say, myself as well sometimes, start taking the tefillin off.
Right.
It's probably not right.
So I had that written down in my notes and I deliberately took it off and I wasn't going to talk about it because, first, it's a very touchy subject because, you know, davening, at the end of davening, everyone's like, one leg out halfway. On the way home, they say, "Aleinu Shabech, it's not Tfilas Derech." You're in on the way out.
Yeah.
So you want to eat filling off, the guy's taking forever with his Kaddish. The Maggid says it's not so simple. Mishrua says that during Kaddish is like a bracha. During a bracha, we know you're not supposed to do any during a bracha. Or maybe we don't know. Really, a bracha's business. Shahakal near the Vore, he's struggling with this can of Coke. You shouldn't do that. Stop. Baruch HaTov, all the way through the bracha to the end. Mishrua says Kaddish is like a bracha. So just like a bracha, you can't do anything, so do Kaddish. However, Prophet Ashen held that that's only Kaddish that you mechuyve, which means there's not so many Kaddish mechuyve. You really can start having the first Kaddish mechuyve is by Yishtabach. The one before was Kaddish Rabbanon, Kaddish Yosef. You don't need to say that Kaddish. Kaddish by Yishtabach. Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, which is Tachanun, after Tachanun, or if there's no Tachanun. And then the last Kaddish after Asher Volatir. Those are three mechuyve. But Rav Yishtabach is the other Kaddish. If you do anything during it, it's not so bad, because it's Rishus. Like if I hear you make Shahakol, you're not being moed to me. If you're moed to me, I shouldn't do anything. But you're making Shahakol on your cup of coffee, I'm not. So I can do what I like. So Rav Yishtabach held that those Kaddishim are the same din, and because you're not mechuyev in them, you're allowed to do. Now, there were many that disagreed, and the Pashas is, like the Mishpura says, Kaddish is Kaddish. You shouldn't be doing anything during Kaddish.
I think to fill in, you meant to really keep on until the last
Kaddish. Also, you have to keep on. I'll pick up one from the Zohar, which will bring the Zohar. Keep on. That was Kaddish. But look, you know, let's do one step at a time. But at least during Kaddish, maybe a person, if you're wrapping them up, you should put them down for a moment. You might to hold something as well. It's a very hard one, so I don't want to talk about it because it's very touchy. It's very hard. See, I have Kavanah. Okay, I love Kavanah. So I delay myself by 10 seconds. You know, we're always in a hurry. As Jews, always very, very, very fast. It comes. Because shul late, and we're always in a hurry. Baruch Hashem, we're very busy people, so it's very hard to say. But really, it would be correct to pause from wrapping up during Kaddish. Although we do have a hefta limud chus of Riyashiv for those who don't. When the person's nifta, then the children say Kaddish. This comes from the Masechtas Ketanis and the Shas. And Masechtas Kala Rabosa Peribes Achates. Then it brings out the Rebbe Kiva person. Famous story, Rabbi Kiva saw his man running along. I don't know if it means he saw him physically or spiritually. I'm not sure how he met him, because if a person's lifted, they don't come back to this world in their form. But Rabbi Kiva, could be met him some sort of spiritual meaning.
Rabbi came back.
Yeah, Rabbi came back as a person, and he was there for his family. But Rabbi Kiva saw his person being punished. He was running along. And it was all sorts. He was in a hurry, and the punishment in Shemayim. And then what happened? So he listed out his Averis. They were all the glorious and glamorous Averis. He had seemed to tick every box, this person. And his punishment was taker, you know. He got his value for money. So Rabbi Kiva felt bad for this neshama. Said, "How can I help you? How can I save you?" He said, "If you have a son who says Kaddish, then I'll be saved." "Do you have a son?" He said, "I've got a son in this town." But he was pretty much like, "I brought him up like me." So he didn't know anything. Rabbi Kiva found him. It goes against Arichas. And the Mepharshim was saying, why did Rabbi Kiva bother so much? It was a big thing. He had to go there and convince the person and teach him Aleph-Bet, teach him how to read, teach him Kaddish. And eventually, after a while, the person, this child, started saying Kaddish for his father. And the father came to Rabbi Kiva again and said to him, "Baruch Hashem, I'm out of my punishment. I'm now in Gan Eden." Because the child saying it frees him up. The Mepharshim said, Rabbi Kiva really felt bad. And I was against the reason why. But you see how saying Kaddish for a child, you know, sometimes it comes complicated, you want to say Kaddish in the year or on the outside. And the worst time, obviously, some holidays, people are away. And it's very difficult, but if you understand what's going on, and if it was you, how much you'd want to do it, you know, it's very hard. I remember my grandpa was nifty, my father was very worried about his if I had done with a minion. And I said to him, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be as nice as you are. You know, it's very nice. I don't know, it's one of these things that you can manage saving a shomah from going through. He couldn't that they need by saying Kaddish. It's a very, very cautious thing. I've been as Vanim, I had a minion in my holiday house, and someone came. He had the ask, I said, "What do you do every year?" He said, "Every year he has to organize how to get his minion. It's all here from Manchester." I said, "Every year?" He goes, "Yeah, one year I had to fly back to England, down by the office, and then I flew back to my holiday house." So I'm serious, Nefesh. It makes sense because you save the parents so much by saying Kaddish. It's a very cautious thing, as the Mesechta bring down.
Why Kaddish? Why we say Kaddish? And almost says Kaddish, because the life of a human being is limited. So we say Kaddish. We talk about Netzchias.
Oh, it goes on forever.
To show you that although this life has ended, there is an ending of mitzvahs in the world.
And that's why the Mishmar brings down, when you say Kaddish, you're thinking about, it's not about the mates, you're not talking about how great your father or mother was, it's not what it's about. It's purely about the Gadlus of Hashem. If that's close, that the mitzvahs you're saying forever and ever, then the neshama, which is not mitzvah, it's in mitzvahs, after nifta, but this world is very finite, that neshama gets elevated. But you shouldn't think about the neshama. People say Kaddish and they start crying because they're thinking about the nifta, the nifteres. But really, it's not about them. It's about the Gadlus of Rein Shalom, and the Rein Shalom is forever. We latch onto that. We know we have nitzchus in Olam Haba because we're part of the Rein Shalom, and the neshama is a part of Hashem. And therefore, that's how we can latch on and have a ride that lasts forever. But the guf, the body here, comes and goes. It's nothing. But the Kaddish is talking about the Rein Shalom being the nitzchus, and that's what you normally think about the nifta. You don't think about the Rein Shalom. The Rambam brings down as well, Kishaben Mispal and the Kaddish Barabim, Poyd the Ovid Yimim in Gehenim. Hopefully, none of our parents, none of us will ever be in Gehenim. But whatever sort of din a person has, it frees up that din when a person says Kaddish. The Torah and Bracha says, why is the Kaddish in Aramaic? Not most of the time, it's not in Aramaic, it's in Aramaic. He says, the Malachim shouldn't understand because the Malachim would be jealous of the Gallus we talk about Hashem. It's unbelievable. We hear Kaddish, we're so used to it. But really, it's the Gallus of Hashem. We talk about so much praise of Hashem, and the Malachim would be jealous. We don't want to get them upset. We just bypass them completely, and we do an Aramaic. It says another reason Tosis brings down as well. We want people to understand it. See, davening, you understand it's not as bad. But Kaddish, for sure, you have to understand Kaddish. I think nowadays we're more fluent in Lashon HaKodesh and less fluent in Aramaic. Then we have an easier time with parts of Anu Ashrei than we have with Kaddish. But Tosis says it's in Aramaic. The Malachim, A, the Malachim do understand, and B, that we do understand. So maybe Kaddish is something that we can take a little effort and discuss a little bit. Actually, I spoke about this a while ago, about 7-8 years ago, we saw our Kaddish here. And after the Shia, someone came to me and said to me, you know, I don't know how old you are, so I'm already in my 50s, my 60s. Because I don't remember if I ever had to come on for Kaddish. I don't even know what the words mean. He said, because of this, I took out an article, sit up, and I went through Kaddish. And he said to me, you know, thank you very much, because I went on my whole life, Kaddish, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkah is very nice, Yom Tov, it never had any meaning to me, and now I caught myself and I realized, the Tosafot says, you're supposed to understand it and know what it means. Shulchan Aruch brings down, Yishlechavim Baniyas Kaddish. When we say Kaddish, you're supposed to have Kavanah.
Obviously. Why should the Lachim get upset?
Sorry?
Why should the Lachim get upset?
Because there's such a praise of Hashem that they want it. And it's our tefillah, we don't want them to say it. They're not going to copy us because it's read originally ours. They're going to be saying, hey, this is a great tefillah. Do you know what? You don't need to know about tefillah. This is something above what Malachim have. It's something private for us. The most important part of Kaddish, obviously, is Amein Shrabo, and then Damron, but Omar Vimrami. That Amein, those two are the most important parts. Not that there's any difference, really, because you have to say Amein to all of it. The only nafkumina is, in a time you can't talk like the middle of Shema Esra, by Lekai and Tzor at the end, then you could say Amein to Amein Rabbah, and Amein of the Ramba Omar and Rabbah, and that Amein as well you can say Amein to. The Ramah.
Sasha Lesov, he had to go because he had to sing Shira.
Yeah, for sure, they all say Shira. But this Shira is on such a high level, this is something. This is something, it's like wow. Now, if you ask me why, I don't know. It's above us. But Tosafot says this is like unbelievable praise, the country we have. That's what the Rabban says, Ashkenazim was supposed to stand, even Sfardim, which don't hold the have to stand, generally they do stand, I was called up to Kaddish. But really, if the Sfardim wants to sit down, he's allowed to. The Rabban's Ashkenazim stands for Kaddish because it has so much in it, such a holy tefillah. As we mentioned before, Rashi says, the Gemara says, B'chol koichai, so it's our main Rabban called koichai. Rashi says, B'chol kavanosai, with all your kavana. Tosis brings down the re as well, B'chol kavanosai, B'chol koichai, B'chol koichai, you can pump out so much energy. Kol Kavanosai is supposed to completely take over your whole body and soul. Amein Yishrabah, you see people with the eyes closed, with the Kavanah. That's the Kol Koichai, the schoolers.
Why doesn't it say Kol Kavanosai? It doesn't say that. It says
it is interesting. Just say as it is.
So that's why some people use it.
So the Ma'aseh, there is the Horus Shoni who say Bekol Koichai, the events of screaming yell. But Rashi, Tosas, Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, Velam is the Bekol Ram. You say it loud. Why? So the Beis Yosef explains before the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan brings it down as well. He says, "Kol Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Yona, Kolayim Abekol Koychay, Kol Kavanosa, Imnei Sheish Bnei Adam, She'ena Kavon Shem Misayurim Eladayakach." People generally say something, okay, when you start shouting it, you feel it's going into your bones. Oh, Abekol Koychay. That's what Kol Koychay to tell you to achieve. Abekol Kavanosa, you may need to point your koych, but that's not the That's not the point we're trying to achieve. Aval ein tzorach l'osis koilus gedolus, she's loose to men of benelzim. You have to have everyone laughing at you to say, you don't want to look like the village Meshuggah now. So you do it like everyone else is doing it. That's what Mishpura points out, you don't mean to scream and yell. But you should put in as much koich as you need to mahar as much kavana as possible. That's what you say like that. The Maral says b'chol kavanosi as well. He says b'chol kavana l'chol mila v'mila, every word with proper kavana. Just to end off, one final halacha. It also has been married by Kadeshim. This is a bit controversial. Some people do, some people don't. Some people say more, some people say less. But sometimes, you know, I remember as a kid, I was learning my father to davening many years ago, and there was a shulch came, and he was, after he was doing Kaddish, saying Zinnah, saying Kaddish, we looked around, there was like four people in the shul, and he was just going on with Kaddishim. So firstly, of course you don't have a minyan, but even besides the minyan, we're not married with a Kaddishim. You say Kaddishim at the times, Chazal said, really every time a person, you give a shiv, you break the shiv into 5 minute increments, and every 5 minutes, no Kaddish, we're not married with a Kaddishim. We say what Chazal said he should say, but we're not married with a Kaddishim. Okay.
Yeah,
but you see a fossil. Yeah, Bishnah, Bishnah. 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 Ye